Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications for the Palm Springs Unified School District. And we are here each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe, and you will get a new show each Sunday afternoon. Thanks to my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. If it weren't for them, we would not be here, because I just come in and talk. I do the easy stuff. They do everything else. I don't even know what that is, but somehow it happens. So I'm very grateful to them, and Andrea is on the board. Thank you for being here. You can say hello. You know, I just put her on the spot. There she is. You're doing an awesome job, lady. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. And today, I am very pleased to welcome my guest. She is from Rancho Mirage High School. She is the Visual Performing Arts Department Chair, Ms. Kelly Newhouse. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Nice to have you back.
Yes.
And you have been at Rancho Mirage since the school opened.
Since it opened.
So this is the fifth year now?
We are in our fifth year, yes.
It's amazing how quick it goes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And you are, aren't
we
you?
We do. We have lots of fun.
Yeah, it's a great school.
I agree.
And really beautiful and stupendous theater.
I agree with that statement as well.
Helene Galen.
Performing Arts Center.
Lovingly
referred to as the HGPAC.
HGPAC, yeah. And if you have not been there, you need to go. And we'll tell you your first opportunity to do that very soon. But there's stuff going on there all the time.
Because yes, we are very busy. There's school stuff. There's the MTU programs. There's CV Symphony likes to come in. We have dance studios who come use our facility. We are busy pretty much from about the beginning of October till June.
Yeah, and it's like school gets first priority, but sometimes you probably feel like, Hello, it's our school.
Well, we make it work really well. We all play nicely together, shall we say.
That's great.
It is.
That's great. And it was busy there over the summer. I don't know if you were around, but there was just so much going on.
I popped in from time to time. I do need to, you know, just kind of recharge a little bit. But I popped in and helped out.
Well, Louisa Castrodale, our arts coordinator, extraordinaire, I always say, because I don't know when that woman sleeps, but she had a full array of activities going on during the break in the summer. It was like 3 or 4 weeks of just like tons of stuff.
Yep.
And all very cool, and some of them brand new, and she did a fashion camp, which that was a first, and we did a hip-hop camp, and that went over really well. And it's funny how you find out what some of your staff knows and can do.
Like, yeah.
Who would have thought that our TOSA for technology, our teacher on special assignment,
Eddie
Rivera,
was
a hip-hop dancer. I know the kids had an awesome time. So, it was an exciting summer. And now we're here, beginning of October, into the new season. And where did you come from before you were at Rancho Mirage?
I came from the Central Union High School District in Imperial, California, Imperial Valley. Mm-hmm. It's actually in El Centro. And I taught at Central Union High School, and then I started a performing arts academy at Southwest High School called SAVAPA, Southwest Academy of the Visual and Performing Arts.
Awesome. Is that still going on?
To my knowledge, yes.
Good. It's always nice to leave a legacy. So, coming up on October 30th and 31st is Fright Night. Tell us about that.
Fright Night has become a tradition. It was actually the very first school show that happened in our theater. It was our first year, and we were all so excited, and we wanted to all do something. And we had a musical that we were planning to do, but we were all so excited. And so I came up and I said, look, this is something that I think would be fun to do. We could call it Fright Night and have it be Halloween themed, and everybody can can come play. And they did. And so choir gets involved. Choir is going to be performing. The dance team and the dance classes are performing. The band comes and, sometimes it's the whole band. Sometimes it's small ensembles. But the band is involved and theater is involved as well, the advanced performing arts kids. And we just put it all together and have a fabulous time. And the first show, it was so fun because, again, we had just opened. We didn't have a lot in the theater yet. We were still getting equipment in. And we literally lit the show with sample gels, which are what we use to give the lights colors. And we didn't even have a full gel selection. We had these samples that the installation people had left, and we went, we're going to make this work. And it was very well received, and everybody had so much fun. And it was actually our former principal, Dr. Wagner, who said, this was really cool. You should do it every year. Well, when your principal says you should do it every year, right, you do it every year. And so it has been a show that it's become our kickoff. It's kind of a fundraiser show to help us fund the rest of the season that we have. And it's fun. It's just something the kids are looking forward to it, and people are looking forward to it. And
so is it just in the evening? One performance?
It's two performances. We don't have a matinee this year. And we generally limit it to evening performances during the week. Mm-hmm. And trying to get as close to Halloween as we can.
Oh, you're on Halloween.
This year we're on Halloween.
So what days of the week is that?
It's a Monday and a Tuesday.
Awesome.
And Monday the 30th and Tuesday the 31st.
What time?
Begins at 7. And it shouldn't be a very long show. It should be probably 60 to 70 minutes. So you'll still have time to go out and go trick-or-treating and do all the cool Halloween stuff.
And tickets are how much?
Tickets, I believe, are $10.
And hgpac.org.
Correct.
Right. And this is, I talked, to actually an upcoming show about that Cathedral City High School is on board now with online ticketing, but Rancho Mirage was first out of the gate. And in fact, I know that the students who run the box office.
Yes, that's the SMT, which stands for Student Management Team.
They are awesome. And they went to Chicago, I think.
This year, actually, it was Nashville, Tennessee. I have actually taken over SMT as well.
Oh, okay.
So that's...
Yeah, Andy was doing that before.
Andy has stepped back a little bit and is really focusing on choir because that's his first love.
Right.
And so they said, do you want this? And I went, okay.
So once again, were you guys among the very few high schools?
We were the only high school.
Okay. I didn't want to go out on a limb and say that. But
we are the only high school with a program like this, where the students are actually helping to run the box office. They're going to be working on, building the websites. They build the ticketing events for everybody that comes in. So, it's not just the school stuff. It's everybody that uses our facility gets the same treatment, and we build their tickets, and we will be creating marketing and advertising for
them.
So
now, do the outside organizations pay for that?
It comes with the rental of the building. If they require ushering and ticket sales, if they're going to be using our ticket system, then SMT comes with the building. We will be offering some perks this year, some extra things, the marketing in particular. We're going to be working on like billboard designs and other various ad campaigns, radio spots, things like that, which we will have prepared for the various clients that come in, which they can choose to use or not. And if they choose to use them, then it will be whatever the cost of that particular selection that they choose, plus a little added donation, shall we say,
right,
to the SMT
as
program.
It should be. Yeah, that's what great experience.
So, how
many students are involved in SMT?
Currently, there are, I believe, 13.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a pretty sizable group.
That's a good size.
Is this a class?
It is.
Oh, it is
an actual class. It meets, we meet after school. We officially meet once a week just to keep the class thing, and we talk and talk about the various assignments.
So they get credit?
Yes.
Nice.
And then they also will be showing up for the various events that they have to work. And they, again, they work in the box office. They sell the tickets. They are the ushers. If necessary, they can run concessions if the people don't have, if the clients don't have people to run their concessions, we can offer that as a service. And I don't, it also, we can, if we need to, send them out to help do traffic control. So not my favorite thing, but,
yeah.
You know, sometimes.
You do what you have to do.
Sometimes you do what you have to do.
Right.
You know, we have safety vests and stuff and flashlights, so they're not, you know, hiding in the dark or anything.
Very cool.
It is. It's really exciting. And
kids who want to get into like theater management. And,
exactly. Right. So, you know, these are the kids who, you know, enjoy being in the theater, but don't necessarily want to be the performers.
Right.
And, you know, but this allows them to be involved and gain some real world skills that they can now go out and say, oh, this was really interesting. Maybe I want to pursue a business degree or, you know, theater management or start my own business even.
Very, very cool. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Among many other things going on in the theater department, but before we get away from Fright Night, so $10, you think, hgpac.org. You
correct.
Can get your tickets, and not only get your tickets, but reserve your seats. You get to pick them. And now for this particular one, the tickets are all the same price.
Yeah, it's all the same price. And
so get in early if you want to be up front.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for most of the other shows, you pay for a premium price. Not that it's expensive, but you pay
a little more, but even with that, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No.
You know,
no. How many in that theater? 600?
We can just over 600, 606 yeah. to be exact, and all the seats are good seats.
They are. It's true.
You know, I mean, I watch a lot of shows from the tech table, which is in the very back, and there it's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's a great theater and very professional. And you think you're in the McCallum, except a little smaller. It's really
a little smaller.
It's very
that's
cool.
Okay.
It's very cool. So following Fright Night, then the drama department's preparing for A Wonderful Carol, and this is actually like two shows in one, right?
It is. It's a two
Tell
for
us
one
about
special.
That.
It's an expansion of a show we did last year. Last year we did it's called a Christmas Carol, a live radio play. And it's really fun because the audience, we brought the audience in, and they're actually sitting up on the stage. And they become the live studio audience for a radio show, a 1940s era radio show. And we have a Foley operator, which is the people who make all the sound effects. And we have the actors who are doing multiple parts. Just a side note, Rancho doesn't have those.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I actually just got a call or I got an email from somebody at EdSource. That said, we heard that you have a program in the district where there's no bells. I go, well, I don't know if it's a program. We have a school, though. So the principal's going to be talking to her because she wants to know how it works.
Cool.
I know it works well over
it
there.
It does. So in any event, it's as if you're in a radio studio, and we have 5 to 6 actors who are doing multiple parts, and they change their voices, and it was so much fun, and we had such a good response from it that we've decided to expand on it this year, and we're doing A Wonderful Life, a live radio play, for the first act, and the second act we're going to just re-up with A Christmas Carol, a live radio play. Really?
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, we're having a fire alarm, I believe. So we'll be right back. So we're back, and not sure exactly what that was. But I said, you know what? Don't even cut it out. We're just going to leave it. Yeah, because we're in a school setting. We make no bones about that. We thank KWXY for giving us the airtime, and they know what we're about too. This is an internship, and we're in a classroom. So something happened.
As I always say, yay, live theater.
Exactly. And so we were talking about, my guest is Kelly Newhouse, and she is the Visual Performing Arts Department Chair at Rancho Mirage High School and in charge of everything drama and lots of other things.
Well, I have a lot of help, so.
Yes, you do, but you wear a lot of hats, and thank you for everything that you do. So we were talking about the combined show called A Wonderful Carol.
A Wonderful Carol. So again, the audience is up, sitting actually on the stage as though they were in a radio studio. And it's a lot of fun.
So this is not in the big theater?
It is in the big theater, but we have the studio, we have the audience actually sitting up on the stage, kind of a much more intimate.
So you only have room for how many then?
About 80.
Wow.
So get your tickets early.
Yes. And so this is December 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Correct. And that will have a matinee.
Okay. So
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock matinee on the 17th.
17th and 7 p.m. on the other day?
Correct.
Okay. And the tickets for that, do you know yet?
Tickets for that are going to be $20.
$20. And same thing, hgpac.org.
Correct.
Matinee at 2 and evening all 3 nights at 7.
Right? No, just two nights, the Saturday and Sunday at 7 and the Sunday matinee at 2.
Got it. And how many are in the cast for this?
And it can be anywhere from 5 to 7. We can put in more. We actually created the role of the Foley operator because I didn't want to have want to have recorded sound effects. So we set
because
her up.
Because they didn't have recorded they sound didn't. Effects
so
in the 40s.
We borrowed chimes and fairy bells and door latches and shoes and we.
How fun. Are they reading then? Is it a reading?
It's not a reading, although they do have their scripts in front of them. They have to act. They're not acting necessarily in the sense that they're walking and using the
right.
whole stage, but they do have to act. They have to create different characters because each of the actors is actually portraying several characters for each show, and that's fun. And the other thing that's really nice about this particular show is last year it was a vehicle for a student director, which is really nice. I haven't had any volunteers yet, but I'm looking.
Big job.
It is a big job.
Big job, but
it's a really nice, it's a nicely compacted show for that, for people who would like to try to direct.
Yeah, so did you ever hear Mystery Theater? Like, it was on. I come from New York, so it was on WMCA, and it was on like I think once a week. And it was like an hour or an hour and a half.
It could be. My husband Ron and I, who's our theater technician, listen to radio classics a lot on Sirius. So we get to hear the old radio shows. And that's
so
actually
fun.
What spurred
yeah.
doing this production is, oh, wouldn't that be fun to have it be this kind of old timey, you know, spin on it.
You don't hear that kind of stuff anymore because people are so into YouTube, you know, and we're a visual society
it
now.
It is, but it's the YouTube of the 1940s,
yeah.
if you will. That's how
exactly.
everybody got their information and their entertainment. And my tagline is, come hear everything you'll be seeing or something like that. It was actually quite clever when I wrote it down, but I can't remember it at the moment.
That's very cool. So you have your spring musical, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And
correct.
Let's tease that. We'll have you back before that comes.
Okay.
What show is it?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oklahoma. All right. Nice.
So, yes, that's going to be, we're already getting a lot of buzz. Even just now, the kids are already coming and going, hey, when are auditions?
Do you wait till after winter break for them?
Generally, we don't. We start rehearsals after break. We're planning to be actually having our auditions 2 weeks before we go on break. So I will be doing quite a bit of multitasking because that's 2 weeks before the Christmas show, The Wonderful Carol. But we'll have auditions so that we can cast and hand out scripts and things like that so the kids can start learning their lines and working on music before they, during the vacation, so that when we come back, we can really just jump into rehearsals.
Very cool. That's a fun show.
It is.
So what else you got going on?
We will be having a play. I don't have a title for that one yet. So after the musical will be a full play. Again, on the main stage, possibly the Black Box. I'm still vacillating. It depends on what I can get the rights for. I'm waiting to hear back from a rights company right now. So I don't want to announce what it is or anything because it might change.
Do you usually do another one after the musical?
We sort of. The way it worked before is I did the last actual full big play we did was Arsenic and Old Lace, which happened before Seussical? Whatever that musical was, I think it was Anything Goes. And then what happened is last year when we schedule our dates, we try to schedule our dates with our facilities director pretty far in advance. And so we said, okay, so we'll have everything be kind of about where it is, you know, about the same time of year. So we did that. And we all forgot that Easter moves. And when Easter moves, so does spring break.
Right.
And so last year, at the beginning, we all went, oh, my goodness, our musical, which last year was High School Musical, was actually originally scheduled for the last week of spring break. And we went, well, that's not a very good idea at all. So I actually gave up my play dates for my non-musical play, and we put High School Musical in there. And so last year, I didn't do a straight play because the musical was more important.
So and most of the schools, though, they do a fall play, and then they do their musical in the spring.
Some do. We try to stay in touch, but, you know, again, it's one of those things that's...
It doesn't mean you have to. It's just that...
We try to because we like to actually support each other, mm-hmm. and we like to go support each other's shows and encourage our students to go... to go support the other actors, because unlike athletics, we're not really a competition. We're not in competition with each other.
Right.
We want to support everybody, and, you know, DHS has good shows, CCHS has good shows, Palm Springs puts on good shows. I like to think we put on good shows.
Yes, you do.
So we like to support each other. So we do keep in contact. But so, yes, it's usually a play and then a musical. Sometimes they do a musical every other year. It just depends on what everybody's schedule is and how much they made the previous year. Unfortunately, the arts are self-sufficient, shall you say. So what we do this year is really dependent upon what we were able to do last year. As far as our box office proceeds and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, we're not for profit, but we have to self-sustain. So hope, you know, we
and
try to plan accordingly.
It's not a cheap venture because you have to buy the rights.
You have to rent, pay the rights for each performance. So it's not like you pay X dollars because you're doing a show for this weekend. You pay X dollars per performance.
Wow.
So, and that can vary anywhere from $50 to $300, depending upon who you're dealing
with.
Per show. Mm-hmm. And that's just to be able to perform it. Then you have to rent the librettos, which is what the script comes in, and it usually has the music in the back of it for if it's a musical. And if it's a musical, you're also renting the score for our band, because we like to have live music and mm-hmm. live musicians, because that's better.
Right.
And, you know, there's just so much involved. And then if you have that, then you have a set, which you either have to rent or you have to build. And, you know, that's all a cost as well. And then you have costumes.
Right.
You know, if you're lucky, you know, you don't have to rent many. We're gonna get off a little cheap with costumes this year, because with Oklahoma, all the cowboys and the farmers can wear jeans and overalls and plaid shirts, and almost everybody has that or has access to it. And we got off lucky last year with High School Musical. We only had to rent the basketball uniforms and the cheerleader uniforms because we wanted them to look the same. Everybody else got to wear school clothes.
Right.
Anything Goes, which was a couple of years ago, we had to rent because, you know, we did a lot of thrift shopping and a lot of supplementing, but we had to rent a significant amount of our costuming last year. And it all adds up. And people work with us because they know we're a high school and they like to work with us and, you know, give us as much of a break as they can. But the bottom line is it's their business and they can't be subsidizing, you know, every high school or amateur group that comes and says, please, sir. Have pity.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of that affects what shows you choose to do as well. You know, there's, you know, Shrek the musical, I would love to do. It's way on my list of things that I desperately want to perform, but we're going to have to build for that. Because it's a very the rights and the librettos and all the rental stuff aside, you know, costuming and makeup, you know, that's a huge, huge show. The props are huge, everything, because, and everybody expects it to be a certain way.
Right.
So you can't really skimp on that stuff either. But, you know, Oklahoma, people are going to be expecting a Surrey with a fringe on top.
Right.
And we're, by goodness, going to have them. So, you know, you have to, it all adds up and it all factors in. And, you know, we do it because we love it.
So that's why you should all come out to support.
Yes, buy tickets so we can
support
do cool
Rancho
shows.
Mirage High School's upcoming productions. And the first one is Fright Night, which is really fun because you get to see a little bit of everything. Yeah. October 30th and 31st at 7 p.m. Show's only like an hour and 10 minutes.
An hour and 15 minutes, I would think, tops.
So you still have your Halloween evening if you choose to go on Halloween. Otherwise, come the night before. $10 only, hgpac.org. And then you do not want to miss A Wonderful Carol. I lost the name for a second. December 15th and 16th at 7 p.m. and December 17th at 2 p.m. And the tickets for that are only $20, hgpac.org. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
You got some great stuff going on.
Yeah, there. It's going to be a very exciting year.
Yeah, and well, it's a great school. And
you're
doing an awesome job. And
thank you.
We miss Dr. Wagner, but
Mrs. Haga is pretty awesome in her own
job.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So we were as disappointed as we were that Dr. Wagner left, we were thrilled that it was Mrs. Haga picking up the reins.
Because we're
a special school.
We do
things a little differently.
And it works. And,
it does work.
And you guys formed a real family very quickly, it seems, over there.
It is. It's one of the most unique campuses I've ever had the pleasure to work at. And it's, again, because of that sense of family, there's a real camaraderie. And it's not to say that the other schools don't have it. But for my experience at previous schools I've worked at, I've had people that I liked and I've had friends and things like that. But at Rancho, these are people I would choose to spend time with after school just because they're cool people.
Amen. And you're among the cool people, Kelly Newhouse. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Hope everything goes well for Fright Night and A Wonderful Carol.
Thank you.
Next week, our guest will be our PSUSD Arts Coordinator, Louisa Castrodale, and the director of CB Repertory Theater, Ron Salona, who is a community partner. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe and you'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.